015. Okay. Yep. Yeah. Should we have our friend introduce themselves? Okay. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Jibo, and I'm a social robot.
Social robot? That's cool. Awesome.
My name is Jibo. What's your name?
Stella.
That's an awesome name. My favorite color is blue. What's your favorite color?
Purple.
Ooh.
That's so cool. Alrighty, let's get started.
So you can start off by putting whatever color buzzer you want. Okay, we're gonna start off with our red game. So for this game, I want you to tell me the letter and what this is a picture of.
A, and it's an apple.
Mm-hmm. Can you think of anything else that starts with an A?
I don't really know.
That's okay. You could say like alligator. What about letter and a picture?
B and a boy.
Awesome.
C and cookies. D and duck. E and elephant. F and fish. G and guitar. H, house. I, ice.
Oh.
J, juice. K, key. L, leaf. M, monkey. N, nose. O, orange. P, plate. Q, quack. R, red. S, spider. T, table. U, umbrella. V, vacuum. W, watch. X, x-ray. Y, yogurt. Z, zebra.
Nice job! Got through them all. Alrighty, you can go ahead and hit any buzzer you want. Good job. You hit the orange one, and we're about to go to the orange game. Okay, so this one's numbers. You said you like math, so this will be perfect. So I just want you to say the numbers.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 6, I mean, 20.
Did we trick you? We gotcha.
25.
What do you think's next?
30. Nice. 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100, 200, 500, 1,000?
Yeah, you got it. Okay, have you done addition in school yet? Something like this? Yeah, do you want to try it?
9 plus 7.
Thank you.
17.
Close.
Wow.
16. So close.
Yeah.
That's okay.
I kind of forgot. I thought it was like ended.
Yeah, your fingers. You can read this one to me.
That's 19 okay. Take away 1. Mm-hmm. That's so easy. It's 18.
So easy. You got it. Have you done these yet then? Nope, not yet. Can you read the numbers for me?
6
times.
Times 3.
I think it's 8. And then these numbers?
21.
Divided by
3.
No, 7. You did an awesome job on the math too. Go ahead and hit another buzzer.
You're doing an awesome job.
Thanks, Jibo. So for this game, these are kind of like flashcards. We're going to say some silly words.
Lamp? So,
yeah, we're going to call this a light.
Light.
Yeah. So we have one light. Now we have
two lights. One bag.
Yep. Now we have
two bags.
This we're going to call a yak.
Yak.
Mm-hmm. So now we have
two yaks.
This we're going to call a smide.
Smide. Two smides.
This one we're going to call a kel.
Kel. Two kels. A rock. Two rocks.
This one we're going to call a pipe.
Pipe. Two pipes. Playground.
What's this part?
A slide.
Mm-hmm.
Two slides.
This one? What this is?
A bell? Two bells.
This we're gonna call a yag.
Yag. Two yags. Crib? Two cribs. Shoe? Two shoes. Boat.
We're gonna call it a ship.
Oh, ship. Two ships.
This we're gonna call a dock.
Dock. Two docks.
This we're gonna call a skack.
Skack. Two skacks.
This we're gonna call a brib.
Brib. Two bribs.
We're gonna call this a mip.
Mip. Two mips.
This we're gonna call foo.
Foo. Two foos. Peanut butter and sandwich.
We're gonna call it a snack.
Snack.
Mm-hmm.
Two snacks. Cup. Mm-hmm. Two cups.
Awesome. We can do those ones too. Go ahead and hit another buzzer.
Great job.
Jibo thinks you did a great job too. Okay, Jibo's gonna tell us how to do this one. And then we'll look at some pictures.
Today, we're going to do an activity together. I'm going to show you some pictures, and you're going to tell me about them.
Yay, okay, let's go ahead and look at them. So this is our first picture. So, what's everything you see in this picture?
So there's a lion on a boat and a kid boy on the boat too. There's two fishes and there's some dragonflies and a lot of plants. And there's a pond and there's a flower right there. And there's Tad. Where was those cows again? What were these called again?
Lily pads?
Lily pads. And there's some lily pads.
Mm-hmm. What do you think they're doing?
Maybe seeing some fishies and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Why do you think the boy's in a boat with a lion?
I don't know.
Would you get in a boat with a lion?
No.
Why not?
Because that would kind of be weird.
Why would it be weird?
Because I don't know.
It would just be weird.
Yes. Because lions, like, why would a lion want to go in a boat and go to a pond? Well, maybe it would like to eat some fishies, get some fishies and eat them for dinner or lunch. So maybe.
Oh. Have you ever been on a boat before?
I don't know. Maybe I've been, but maybe I forget. I forget.
Where would you sail to if you were on a boat?
To island.
What would you do on the island?
I would find coconuts.
Ooh. Would you drink the coconuts? Is there anything else you see in this picture?
Nope.
Okay, should we go to the next one? Alrighty. So what's going on in this picture?
There's a boy that's flying paper airplanes out the window, I think. And then there's a bunch of pillows right there. There's some cars, and he has a fish right there. And there's a sock. And there's a pillow on the ground right there. And he's dressed kind of like a pilot. Mm-hmm. And there's a plane right there, and clouds.
Why do you think he's dressed up?
Maybe he's imagining that he's like flying an airplane, kind of.
Mm-hmm. What do you like to do when you play pretend?
I do a lot of things, and I don't really know.
Is that your favorite thing to pretend to play? Do you wear a pilot outfit like him? No.
I don't do outfits. I just kind of like imagine that I'm something.
Mm-hmm. What do you like to imagine?
Maybe I'm a cat or something, and then my friend is an owner.
Oh.
Like that.
What do you do when you're a cat?
Do cat stuff.
Is there anything? Does your room look like this?
No.
No? Is it clean or messy?
It's kind of messy, and I have another bed too because my brother.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything else you can see in this picture? You want to tell me about?
There's a tree right there.
Oh.
And a window.
And the window's open? Do you think it's hot or cold outside?
Hot, because if it was cold, some of the leaves would not be on there. So I think it's hot. Well, it is windy and he has a scarf on, so maybe cold. Mm-hmm. I think it's cold. She kind of looks like she's like a scientist, kind of a kid scientist. And there's an octopus right there. And there's lots of posters and science and chemicals around. There's two mices right there. And she has a lab outfit. And she's holding a light bulb. She has some goggles on it and a lab coat. And she looks like a scientist to me.
What do you think they're doing together?
They're maybe like finding out stuff and like figuring out some stuff about things and like chemicals and stuff.
What do people do in labs?
They make chemicals and find out what it are, what it is, and they find out about stuff, dinosaurs too, kind of, and they found out a lot of things. They find a lot of things that are cool and.
Have you ever done an experiment before?
Well, like a kid's experiment, yes.
What do you do with those? What's a kid experiment?
Maybe like safe, more safe.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it.
Why do you think the octopus is there?
I don't know. And why is it walking on land? Because it needs to be in the water.
Oh. Why does it need to be in the water?
Because it'll get, like, dried up, kind of.
Oh. Okay.
And it needs water to stay alive.
Anything else you want to tell me about this picture?
He's holding a microscope, and he has a book and a pencil in his hand. So there's a girl that she has a hair tie in, and she's wearing kind of gardening clothes on and a kind of boots, and that's a big vegetable right there. It's really big. There's some carrots right there. There's carrots over there and here. There's some slugs and there's a shovel right there. And I don't know what these are called. I forgot what they are called. And there's a fence right there. And there's some kind of like dirt and pebbles. And then there's some grass right there.
Where is she?
I think she's at like a farm or like a garden and picking up like vegetables.
Have you ever gardened before?
Yes.
How do you do that? What do you have to do?
You have to plant a seed and then water it and they need sunlight, and then it grows into kind of a and then it grows kind of plant a little, and it grows into some vegetables, and or it grows like roots, and it has like a bib, like kind of, and you can grow tomatoes, carrots, and a lot of stuff you can grow.
Oh, yeah. What's your favorite thing to grow?
Tomatoes.
Tomatoes? Anything else you see in this picture?
Nope.
Alrighty, we're all done with this game. Go ahead and hit.
Great job.
Jeebo thinks you did a good job too. Awesome. Okay. Do you like reading? Too? Alright. You think you could read a little bit for me? Go ahead and read out loud.
I have good news, class, said Mrs. Starr. Our school is going to have a play. The play is called The Princess and the Frog. The principal wants students in our room to dance in the play. She knows we have lots of good dancers in our room. She'd like us to dance the way we dance on the playground. She will visit later this week to pick children in our room to dance in the play. So keep practicing your dancing. Everyone shouted, "Hooray! We're going to be in a play. People will come and watch us dance. What fun! I'd like to dance in the play," said Jamea. Jamea, me too, explained Tamira. The girls were good. Friends. Jamea was a good dancer. Tamira liked to dance too, but she did not know all the dances. I will not know all the dances. I will not be picked, said Tamira. I will teach you every dance, said Jamea. Each day on the playground, the girls practice every dance. They practice so they would be good dancers in the play. The girls danced and dreamed about being in the play. All the children danced and danced all week. On Friday, the principal came to pick dancers for the play. You are all good dancers. I'd like all of you to be in the play, she told them. The children were happy. They were excited to all be in the play. Tamira hugged Jamea. Thank you for helping me, she said. You're a good friend. The girls were so happy. They smiled and danced. All the boys and girls joined in the dance too.
I have some more reading for you if you want to. Here we go.
Peanuts are a healthy snack. Peanuts grow in plants. The peanut is not a nut. It is really a bean. The plants grow to be 1 foot tall. That is not the same length as a roller. The plant has leaves and flowers. The flowers are yellow with red. The flower pushes under the ground to grow pod. The pod is also a shell. The peanuts grow inside the pod. The pod is under the ground. The peanut pods are one to three inches long. To eat peanuts, crack open the pod. Inside the pod will be 1 to 4 peanut seeds. The peanut you can eat is really the seed. Tom and his family lived in a busy city. There was always something to see and hear. Sometimes Tom wanted a secret place of his own. He didn't have a place that was for him. Tom made a plan. He climbed up high inside the garage. He came to a little peak in the roof where his dad stored bike and tools. Here was the place for Tom. It was quiet. He could look out a window to see the city. He brought his favorite comic books, his monster truck, and a bag of chips to his secret place. Tom decided to call this secret place study. If anyone asked where he was going, he would tell him the truth. He would say he was going to study. His big sister left him alone when he said he was going to study. Tom spent every day after school at the study. His sister thought he was becoming a good student. Mother knew better, though.
Awesome. You have one more page.
Cam visited the water park with his Uncle Mo. Cam was running around with his squishy shoes. A boy who was bigger than Cam asked, "Why do you have your shoes on?" Cam looked down at his feet and shrugged. "Why not?" Cam told him. They both started to laugh. "Come on," said the boy. The boy started to run, and Cam could barely keep up. They ran in zigzags to avoid the tall water. They jumped over the short water. The boy found his friends, and they all started playing a game of tag. It was all lots of fun until Cam fell. Cam didn't see the girl on the other side of the tall water. The girl didn't see Cam either. Cam was running as fast as he could, and pow, they both fell hard. Cam's arm was bleeding, and his eyes were stinging. He stood up and helped the girl get up. "Are you okay?" Cam whispered. "I am sorry. I did not see you there." "Well, you should walk," yelled the girl's mom, who came to help the girl back to her towel. Cam felt sad, and that that the girl was hurt. Then he realized that he didn't even know where his Uncle Mo was. Now Cam's eyes were leaking water. He was glad he was all wet, so no one could see his tears. How could such a great day turn so bad? Cam closed his eyes and counted to 10. He lifted up his chin up to tried to find his towel. Maybe Uncle Mo would be near the towel waiting for him.
Awesome job. You did great with the reading. You can hit 2 buzzers for that.
You're doing an awesome job.
I thought so too. Go ahead and hit 2 of them. There you go. Did it do it? There we go. Okay, for this game, I want you to tell me what they're doing and then how you do it.
So he's brushing his teeth, and how you brush your teeth, you get your toothbrush and get some toothpaste and put it on there and like do it. Kind of like rub it around your teeth like this, and then you spit it out in the sink, and then you get a cup and get it full of water, and you spit that and swish it around in your mouth, and you spit the water out.
Oh. Where do you brush your teeth?
In the bathroom.
In the bathroom. And when do you brush your teeth?
Day and night.
Awesome.
So he's washing his hands, and how you wash your hands. So first you go to the bathroom, and you first put your hands in the water and get it all wet. And then get the soap and put it on your hands and rub it around for a little bit. And then you wash it off with the water, and then you get a towel and wipe your hands off.
When do you wash your hands?
After I go to the bathroom and before I'm going to eat and after I eat.
Alright.
So he's tying his shoes. And how you tie your shoes?
When I was in kindergarten, that was like one of the things you have to do, is tie a shoe. They don't do that anymore. And we always get slide on shoes.
So how do you put on your slide on shoes?
You just put your feet on, get your shoes, and then just put your feet in them.
Mm-hmm. What's your favorite pair of shoes that you have?
These.
Those ones? Whoa. Those are super sparkly. Awesome.
All right. So she's getting some breakfast, I think. And how you get like cereal and stuff and breakfast. So first you get milk and you pour it in there, and then you get the cereal and pour that in there and get a spoon, and then you can eat it.
Ooh.
It's really easy.
Mm-hmm. Do you like eating cereal? What's your favorite kind?
The ones with that, they kind of look like stars, and then there's marshmallows in them.
Oh, like Lucky Charms?
Yes.
That one? What else do you eat for breakfast?
Eggs, bacon, pancakes, waffles, oatmeal. Egg sandwich, and that's a lot of things.
That's a lot of things. That sounds so yummy.
So he's getting his clothes on, or shirt. Yeah, shirt. And so how you put your shirt on, you get the shirt, or, well, maybe it's a sweater. Yeah, it's sweater. How you get your shirt on, or sweater, you first get your, get the sweater or t-shirt or just a normal shirt and put your arms in and then put your head there.
Do you think it's hot or cold outside?
I think it's cold because he's wearing a sweater.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What kind of clothes do you wear when it's hot outside?
A t-shirt, some shorts, and or maybe a dress or a skirt. She's putting some frosting on the cupcakes, and how you do that is, so first you make the frosting, and then you get kind of a bag, and then like that thing where you squirt it out, and then you squeeze it and put and make, you can kind of make designs with it, and kind of like she did some designs maybe. And you can, and then you can put on some sprinkles if you like.
Oh, do you like to put on sprinkles?
I don't usually put on sprinkles that much, but sometimes I do.
Mm-hmm. What colors do you like to make your cupcakes?
Vanilla or chocolate. She is painting, and how you do that is, so you kind of get like a bowl or something, or like some paint, and then you get paper, and then you put on something to protect your clothes, and then you can have a pencil and do that, and then you can trace it with the paint, and you can get any color of paint you like, and then you can get a paintbrush and paint anything.
Ooh. What did they paint?
A sun.
What are some of the pictures you like to paint?
A cat, me, a dog, and a lot of other things. So he's buckling up in the cart. And how you do that is, so first you get the seatbelt, and then you just click it on the thing right there.
Where do you wear a seatbelt?
Right, so there's one right here that goes by your waist, and then one kind of goes by your shoulder and neck a little, and then it goes right there.
Oh. And why do we wear our seatbelts?
To be safe. So she's feeding her bear, and how you feed that is, so first you get a bowl, and then you get a spoon, and then you can just fake feed the bear.
Mm-hmm. The bear's not actually eating?
Because it's not, because it's a stuffy.
Oh, do you feed your stuffies? What do you feed them? What are they?
Some of my food.
Oh, real food? Do they ever eat it?
Not actually?
No. What do you think she's feeding them?
Soup or cereal.
Yeah, soup or cereal?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Then maybe some Lucky Charms? That'd be good, too.
So she's dressing up, and so you dress up, you just get like a kind of box full of costumes, and then you get them on, you maybe get a wand, you can be anything,
mm-hmm.
Or, you can be a fairy, well, anything really.
Yeah. What do you like to be when you dress up?
I have a lot of princess clothes, but I don't usually wear them. But I have this cat one, and I wear it just a little sometimes. So my mom saved it because I dressed up it for Halloween.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Oh, you did for Halloween?
You're doing great.
Jiva?
You're doing great.
Double good job.
Is it, you're doing great for one of
each? Oh, for both of us. Oh, thank you,
Jiva. They're going down a slide, and how you go down a slide? First, you climb up the steps, and then you sit on your bottom, and then you slide.
What do you do when there's two people there? Can you both go on the slide?
No, you have to wait. The other person has to wait so they don't bump into each other and hurt themselves.
Oh, yeah.
I'm on limits.
Oh, man, he's still talking.
Jiva just wants to talk.
He just keeps talking. He wants to talk, too. So, what's your favorite thing to do on the playground?
The monkey bars, the swings, and slides.
And slides too? Wow.
Well, everything, really.
Yeah.
So he's kicking the ball, and how you kick the ball is first you put up your foot, and then you just put it like this. So it's like out. Wait, so it's in and out.
Okay.
It's like this.
And where would you play this?
In grass, and then you have something to set up to see how the score you have.
Oh. Do you play with other people or by yourself?
You play with other people.
Oh.
So they're building a block, a tower. So how you build a tower is you get some blocks, anything, and then you first do one and then two and then three and then four and then five and then six and seven. A lot, and then you can make like how high you want it to be.
Oh.
They're swinging, so how you swing is you get someone, or you can do it by yourself. So you can push yourself on your feet, or someone can do it. So you get on the swing, you sit on your bottom, and then someone can swing you by pushing you and swinging you up high, or you can do it by yourself by kicking your, trying to go higher with your feet, and then you do this to so you don't stop.
Oh.
So she's sharing some candy and giving it to her. So how you give it to her is you get the candy and then she can have her hand out and then get it.
Do you like sharing your candy? Do you share it with your brother?
I'm not a sharer with my treats.
With your treats?
Yeah.
What are your favorite treats to have?
Ice cream brownies. And you know those packs that you go kind of at Target in the like frozen aisle where there's like ice creams that are in a box and then kind of like they're in the box,
mm-hmm.
Right? You know those?
Yeah, I've seen them before.
I love them, they're so good.
Well, what's your favorite flavor of those?
The Kit Kat bar one and the normal kind.
Ooh, those are good. All right, here's our last one. What are they doing?
They're waiting.
Mm-hmm.
So how you wait is, so if someone's doing something or someone's like you're waiting for something, you have to wait for a couple of minutes, hours, or it has to do it overnight. Mm-hmm. Like if like you're trying for like you're like some like you painted something, it has to wait for 24 hours.
Oh.
Like that.
Have you ever waited for something before? How do you feel while you're waiting?
I feel bored.
How do you think he's feeling?
Like, he's bored too.
He's bored too. Alrighty, we're all done with this game. Go ahead and hit a buzzer.
You're doing an awesome job.
Thanks, Jibo. Yeah, I was gonna pick. How about I pick you a special picture and we'll talk about that one in the next. Let's see. That one might be good. Let's see, which one would you like best? I think. Yeah. I'll do this. Last one. What about this one? Can you tell me what's going on in this picture?
So there's a pig taking a bath, and there's a boat and a duck and soap, and he's in the bath. I think he's bathing because he runned in mud and played with it and rolled around in it because pigs like mud, and he had to take a bath because he was really dirty.
Oh, yeah. Awesome job. Well, we're all done. You can go ahead and hit every single buzzer.